Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, let's go league-wide before we say goodbye to David. This has been extremely informative. 7 teams per ESPN picked up an A grade. Some picked up an A++. Let's go through them and get David's thoughts on who had a great draft and who didn't necessarily have the best draft. ESPN gives an A++ to the San Jose Sharks, an A+ to the Toronto Maple Leafs, Anaheim Ducks. Boy, they just continue to bolster with young talent. They get an A in this draft. The Predators get an A in this draft per ESPN. The Pittsburgh Penguins get an A in this draft with the drafting of their Twins. And the Los Angeles Kings get an A-. David, your thoughts on those teams? Who do you think? I think you read every article, they're saying San Jose and Mike Greer maximizing the picks that he had did not trade. I thought for a second maybe he'd bolster his lineup immediately, maybe pick up a veteran, but instead uses those draft picks to get Ivar Sternberg, to get Keaton Verharov. Yeah, those are three. And I was listening to Mike Greer today. He was raving about Ryan Lynn, their third pick in the first round at number 21. What'd you think of San Jose?
So can I talk about San Jose by starting by talking about Jason Robertson?
I honestly threw that out with Sean on our podcast on Friday as a potential destination because I thought Anaheim or San Jose made sense for a couple of reasons. Jason Robertson wants to go to a contender, and both those teams are on the verge, and maybe his mindset is, I can help take them over the top. Secondarily, it is close to his family, and he grew up in California. So I thought San Jose and Anaheim might have been destinations for Jason Robertson.
Well, I was actually going at it from a different angle, which is that, you know, a team like San Jose and the draft they just had, I think really emphasizes how critical it is that Dallas, if they intend to make the most of this cup window, like, can't miss on this. Whatever you think about kind of what the right move is, right? Whether it's trading Robertson or keeping Robertson, sort of, that move has to work long term, because the San Jose Sharks in, say, like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years for sure, like, this is a team that looks like the pieces are there to truly, like, to win a cup. And yes, they've relied on sort of luck sacking into Macklin Celebrini. The fact that they had second overall, like, Stenberg is just like, I love the guy. I mean, for those that don't know, his point pace is for a similar player in his cohort, right? Swedish players his age is right there with the Sedins, Peter Forsberg, Kevin Fiala, right? So they're getting like a serious like player that's going to plug into the lineup next season. Verhoff, you know, like 6'4", right shot defender, kind of does it all. Ryan Lynn, to me, belonged in the same tier as the Daxon Rudolphs, Keaton Verhoffs, Albert Smits, Carson Carrolls. And the only reason why he didn't is because he's 5'11 and 180 pounds. But he is, to me, Ryan Lynn is the absolute truth. And it's like, I really cannot say enough about like how well they draft. They didn't even have a lot of picks, right? They only had 6 picks in this draft because, you know, they traded a lot of picks to kind of move up in the first round. And so I'm really impressed by what San Jose has done. I think, you know, they killed it this draft, and it's not a whole lot to say, man. That is an absolute killer draft. It's the kind of draft that sort of kind of like with Dallas in 2017, although maybe we're looking at it differently in light of the current saga, but, you know, the kind of draft that Dallas saw in 2017, like it's on par with that. So I mean, like, you want to like move on to, by the way, like, speaking of Toronto, like, I, as great as McKenna is, like, I don't think he was like automatically, it should not have been an assumption that McKenna was the number one overall pick. I think Toronto made the right choice, but I think history kind of might sort of look at that differently. I think the reason why Toronto killed it is because the rest of their draft was just fantastic. I love defender Ethan McKenzie. He was a player that I thought Dallas should consider taking. Toronto got him in the third round. Mans Gudmundsson, big Swedish right shot defender, all sticking in the third round, is another player that I thought Dallas would consider. And then, of course, some of the other guys I kind of mentioned in the later rounds. One of the reasons why I was kind of critical of Dallas' other picks that Toronto got between Cooper Williams and Yaroslav Fedosayov. Again, really, just really great, a deep draft for them, in addition to McKenna, who, whatever his faults, is absolutely on that Patrick Kane. I don't quite think he's on Kucherov's level, but he's close.
Yeah, I think when you have someone of the hype train of Gavin McKenna, it is very, very tough not to pick him number one. At the same time, I did think it was interesting, once again, going back to the Mike Greer press conference that I was watching, he was asked point blank where he had Stenberg. He said he was our top overall pick. So yeah, they had him number one on the board. So, you know, you're right. A lot of people, I think, had Stenberg over McKenna, which is interesting.
Well, I think that the thing with Stenberg is that you have a forward that has already played in a pro league. So he's going to be able to play for you right away. In addition to the fact that he just has a much more complete offensive game. And I don't think McKenna is like bad defensively per se, but he's not like Stenberg, who's heavy on the forecheck and sort of just kind of does all the things that translate well. you know, being able to play along the wall, being able to play through contact, being able to move the puck in corners, and sort of doing things the way you expect blue chip talent to excel at, you know, with, in terms of like puck skill, but you know, also being able to play that sort of that, that gritty offense, you know, like, again, I've always kind of taken aim at sort of, you know, the way people talk about offense and the way they kind of, they view sort of defense as something that's like, you know, some requires hard work and it's harder to do as opposed to offense. It's just like all about like natural talent. No, like that's not how it works at all. I mean, you know, the man, Carolina and Vegas, perfect example of what it takes to excel offensively and the hard work that's required and that goes into it. And Stenberg's a much better, I think, representation of that style than say someone like McKenna. So yeah, just absolutely killed it. And by the way, you mentioned Nashville. Also, like I loved like getting Wyatt Cullen at 10, Tommy Blail and like at the end of the first. Nashville is a team that like it just in the past, like I just kind of have wondered what the heck they're doing, but killed it with those first two picks. So yeah, well-deserved A for Nashville from ESPN on that one.
Yeah, I also want to add, you know, I mentioned trades and focused on the Central Division, but Las Vegas trading Dorofiev just once again. I mean, Vegas pulls the trigger. New York Rangers, I think they got a good one. And I know it might have come down to salary cap, but man, watching him in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I thought he was really tough to cover. I really like that player a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic. And I think the sort of the the price tag may be kind of a little high, but it's hard not to bet on him, especially after his performance in the postseason, because he was fantastic. And he wasn't just like a player that was scoring goals and sort of, you know, kind of quote unquote, you know, getting lucky. No, he was creating his own luck, and he played tough, and he played a well-rounded player too. I don't think people saw that kind of defensive side of his game really kind of flourishing in the playoffs the way it did.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You know, finally, David, I know it got buried in the news with all the trades and everything. There was a trade, and I wish the Stars would, even if he ended up at Cedar Park, I could have covered him and got myself an Ivan sweater. He is traded from Colorado system to Boston system. I wanted to end on a laugh, but because it's such a great name, Ivan.
It is. Okay, the only thing is, and I'm not going to criticize your sense of humor, which is fantastic, Gavin. I love it. We all love it. That's why we listen. But Ivan does not in any way compare to the goaltender Blade Man Dixon. That's Blade Man hyphenated, which is a far superior. And that is not a joke, by the way. That's a real, real player. I don't think he ever became anything, but nonetheless, also I'll never forget that. I think like his mom liked a tweet that I mentioned where I kind of made some stupid joke about like hunting vampires and like, it just, I don't, you know, again, I've tried to distance myself from social media as much as possible nowadays, but I thought that was funny that one of his parents kind of amused by me being amused by his fantastic name.
One of my favorite names of all time, because I remember growing up watching him, and I asked Craig about it, Craig Ludwig. I said, do you remember playing against one of the great names, Larry Playfair? And he said, yes, and he was anything but. So Larry was kind of dirty on the ice. So,
oh, man, it was who are we missing? Like Zarly Zalapsky,
Yeah, there's, you know, we probably should do a podcast on just names and come up with various names throughout the years that have been, I mean, Miroslav Satan was pretty cool.
Yeah, but only if you pronounce it wrong.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. And you know what's so fascinating is these players, like for instance, we have two in the star system. We used to call him Liam Bixel, and now it's Bischel. We used to call Heiskanen, and now it's Heiskanen, but some people still call him Heiskanen. I know in Canada, it's Tyler Seguin, and here it's Tyler Seguin, so it is fascinating.
I mean, are those just simply like incorrect pronunciations, though, or are they...
No, I think that's the Canadian pronunciation, honestly. I've never heard on Hockey Night in Canada or all the coverage that I watch in Canada. Elliot Friedman, maybe the doesn't do it because he's on American TV a lot as well, but a lot of them pronounce it Seguin.
By the way, like because I apologize for multitasking. Usually I like to stay focused, concentrate on what you're saying. I don't like to do other like tasks while I'm talking to you because I feel like that's rude. But given what we were talking about, I had to go and check, and I'm like, look, I guess Elite Prospects has has something for awesome player names. And I'm looking at Dick Duffy. I remember Jeff Bookaboom, Bill Quackenbush. Never heard of that guy. That's pretty awesome. Brad Barmbadier, Bob Beers.
Oh yeah, Bob Beers played for the Bruins. Yeah, he Bob Beers, I think, still might be the color analyst. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. Oh my God, Morris Titanic. there's one more in here, but it's like such a like a juvenile like PG-13 joke. I'm not going to repeat it, but I'll
say. Dick Clapper,
Harry Dick. But anyways,
oh yeah, yeah. Well, there was also a Hall of Famer named Dit Clapper, DITCLAPPER.
I mean, I feel like we've sort of reached the nadir of this podcast.
Yeah, it's fine. We have a 9-year-old that listens, and I like to make him laugh every once in a while.
What? Oh my God. Yeah. Kind of awesome, but also a little worrying.
I saw him at the Stars Prospect Tournament, and he's like, yeah, I listen. I said, I'm not going to swear. He's like, no, please swear. So there you go. But I'm not going to swear because, you know, we have to teach our young. But I'm glad he's learning hockey, and I'm glad he's learning from you, David Castillo. Now you can relax for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days until free agency starts. But you did mention, so let's give it one more plug, coming up on your Star Stack Substack, which everyone should subscribe to. You are going to do your draft grades, right?
Yes, yes. Tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning. This will be for paid subscribers, however. Kind of like a full audit, right? So kind of some of what I talked about today, but a little bit more in depth, a little bit also like clips for all the players. And also, in addition, I'll be doing an updated ranking, right? So I now have, it used to be like a top 9. It's kind of what I had for Dallas's best prospects, 23 and under. Now it's a top 12 with the new faces. So yeah, man, check that out. It's always a lot of fun. I always love to talk about prospects, and I love the fact that, you know, you kind of have me on here to talk about them, because I you're not going to admit it out loud, but I will, which is, I know the numbers aren't as good whenever you do a show about prospects, but and I can speak from experience. But nonetheless, listen, man, I'm not judging anybody that doesn't follow them. I don't even think people realize that if you want to watch, for example, Brandon Gorzynski, who is a left wing prospect that I really like for Dallas, or say Jacob Vanacek, the defenseman they just drafted that I am over the moon over, just go to Victory Plus. They cover WHL games.
The fact that you did not give me credit for saying exactly where J.P. Herbert, the Allen native, was going to go in this draft just continues to admit someday I will get the credibility on David Castillo's list.
Listen, man, when you start talking about prospects that aren't from Texas, then I'll give you just like a little bit more credit.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Okay. David also has another Substack called Sticks and Salvos, and he has a Dallas Stars Discord, and that is completely free. And you can go on there and you can talk like I do with other Stars fans. So David's very active on there, and it's a fun place to go, kind of like a message board. So you can go on there and see what's going on in Stars Land and get people's opinions. So that's also hosted
real quick,
by David.
Just a quick question. Are you active on there, Gavin?
I sure am, sir.
You trailed off, my God. Yeah, reminds me of the Army of Darkness scene where he's trying to like repeat the words, but he can't remember them.
I'll post this podcast, or you'll post this podcast. I'll see it. So
that,
yeah.
Listen, that is a sort of, I take a tone of love. I would just love to see you post more often because the people want it. And actually people are always tagging you just like for the sake of it. Maybe because I'm just kind of like, you know, always like poking you to sort of post more, but,
I do need to be more active, and I do need to, tell people my old school thoughts. And how high I am on Michael Kesselring next year, things like that. So,
Man, I forgot about San Jose trading for Kesselring. Yeah, another really good pickup. By the way, that is just like nonsense, man. The Kesselring, like there were very obvious explanations for why Kesselring struggled last season. Injuries, and then, of course, just Lindy Ruff's complete hatred. The guys they had over him were not better. I mean, Zach Metsa, I think it's like a real player, but Connor Timmins, Logan Stanley, Luke Shen. No, Kesselring, he's going to prove it next season. Mark my words. Mark Gavin's words, too, because he's always a big Utah fan. Former Utah.
Every single time he gets his shots in, the greatness of David Castillo. All right, we'll talk to you. We had a busy, busy week on Spits and Suds as free agency is coming upon us. We have restricted free agent Jason Robertson. We have restricted free agent Maverick Bork. You know we'll be putting out the podcast as things happen. We'll obviously do some free agency recaps. We'll talk about the Stars a lot. So please hit that subscribe button and tell your friends. It's going to be a busy week in NHL hockey. The place to be is Spits and Suds. We really want to continue to grow as we continue into this 2026-27 season. Thanks to the on-time experts. They are awesome for sponsoring this program. Also, thanks to our producer, Gregory Finley. Until our next podcast, which will happen real soon, have a great day, everyone.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.